This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a brisket?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Number two on this May 2nd down here at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and of course Sea Dogs, where they're serving breakfast daily. And I'll be there tomorrow, actually, with our first guest, and that was Fred Forsley. He is the man with the plan. He's got Sea Dogs up and down the Eastern Seaboard, and of course Shipyard Beers we talked about over in England. And great to have some of his storytelling. And I'll have a little breakfast with him tomorrow. And of course Chris Lewis, Michelob Ultra. They sponsor all of our golf leagues down here, and very big supporter. And they're going to get more involved as we do the majors throughout the rest of 2024. Here on the Tee, Florida. You're listening live on our flagship 106.1 FM, AM 1340, up there in Clearwater, St. Pete. And the owner, the proprietor, Lola, it's kind of like E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton speaks in Clearwater, when Lola speaks in Clearwater, people listen. And she's got a young lady that I had a quick conversation. We're going to give her a little publicity, a little plug. Sherry Krause, of course, at the Rotary. I actually went to one of their Rotary meetings at the Bel Air Country Club some time ago. And they've got a great cause. They've got a golf tournament up there at that beautiful track for Alzheimer's. And I'll let her expand on that. Sherry, how are you, young lady?
I'm very well, and thank you for allowing me to publicize our golf tournament. The Rotary Club of St. Pete has been doing a golf tournament to raise money for CART, which stands for Coins for Alzheimer's Research Trust. The money that's raised from CART, which is a part of the Rotary across the country, every dime, every cent goes to research. And so we started 3 years ago and did a golf tournament, and it went well. This year, we've been honored to be able to play at Bel Air Country Club, and we have that tournament coming up November the 18th.
You know, I'm a hack, and they typically kick me off of country clubs or nice courses like Bel Air. The beauty of this is anybody with any handicap can play and have a part of this great cause, as well as getting to play on a iconic country club, right?
That's right. And there's two courses at Bel Air, as most people may know. I'm not a golf girl, but there is a new course, and we are actually getting to play on that new course that just opened back up this year. It is a two-man scramble, and we are going to have a lot of great prizes. You do need a handicap to participate in the prize money, but anybody can play. We're going to cap it at 120 golfers, so we're just looking to, again, raise money so that we can go forward with finding a cure for Alzheimer's.
Sherry, what is the date of the tournament, and how do people sign up? And we'll continue to promote you until that date. How do they find you? How do they get involved?
They can text me at 304-416-2097, and I will send them all the information. It is November the 18th. We're going to tee off at noon, and it's going to be a really fun day. We're excited, and we need to get the word out there so that we can fill this up and move on.
Well, you may not be a golf girl, but you're using the great sport of golf for an incredible incredible cause, because we know it hits millions of Americans and impacts our families. And bravo on launching this inaugural tournament. And we'll keep plugging you, promoting you, and as it gets closer, we'll have you on there again. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, and the Rotary Club of St. Pete appreciates it.
Yeah, one more time. How do they sign up, and then we'll let you go?
Text me at 304-416-2097.
All right. Thank you, young lady. And we will talk to you again as we continue to promote this. And now I've done my my deed for Lola as well. And my phone won't keep blowing up. So I took care of that problem. All right. You have a great evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you all very much.
You betcha. We've got a new sponsor on the Job Carts, LLC. They're dedicated to providing top golf carts at a reasonable price. If you go out there, and you know this, Bill, in the golf cart world these days, you got Bentleys, you got Cadillacs. You can't find anything for the common man.
No, I mean, everything is specialty, especially road tested.
Especially in Florida. Yeah, and these guys, they'll go out there. You give an idea. They've got a couple right now, right around in the $3,300 to $3,000 range. And that of course, is something that's quite interesting for me, because I had them in Iowa all the time. And
what, for baling corn, or what was that for?
Shucking corn.
Oh, shucking.
First of all,
I thought you baled.
Baling hay, you boom.
Oh, I knew that.
My God, in North Carolina, Massachusetts, know nothing about the breadbasket of America.
Wow, okay. I'm sorry there for all you Iowans out there.
You know, we have a nice Iowa audience. In fact, our good friend Mark Edgley is probably listening right now, and he's offended. His driving range, Des Moines driving range, is right next to cornfields.
And they don't harvest it?
It's pretty cool. No, what they do is they wait for the pheasants to come out, and then these guys take golf balls and try to go pheasant hunting with their driver.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And if you believe that. Anyway, John Rager, nice conversation. First hour with Fred Forsley. And I have to applaud you. The timing couldn't have been more impeccable on your it was kind of like an infomercial of the golf tournament and everything he does there. And I had no idea he was showing up today. He just called me at the last minute, said, "I'm bringing down my videographer, and are you ready?" So we were ready. And
well, a couple things. One of the things, we're so appreciative of his sponsorship of On the Tee Florida and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and all the different shows that you do, Mike. And, he's been a big supporter of it, but he's also been a big supporter of things that, you know, that we're involved with, not only the 50 legs golf scramble, but also the NFL alumni tournament at Tampa, the Super Bowl of golf qualifiers. So, we've really enjoyed partaking of the Ice Pick Vodka. A lot of people don't realize that, the Sea Dog Brewing Company is also Ice Pick Vodka. And we certainly enjoy their product. We certainly enjoy his friendship. And we're just glad to get him on the air and talk a little bit about what he's doing and some of his experiences. So we're looking forward to a long relationship with them and doing some great things down the road.
Hey, we're going to dive into our Fergs from the front row, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios leaderboards here in a second. Of course, our man Christian Sharp Champ is going to give us a breakdown of the Byron Nelson. What's the leaderboard look here as we're still in play over there in Central Texas?
Mike, I wanted to jump in, but I can't. This is probably the worst name of a tournament sponsor, and I'll have to go to Bill on this one. It's the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. I don't know if it gets all the letters in Scrabble, but it doesn't roll off the tongue.
I was just going to say, it doesn't roll off the tongue. The CJ Byron Nelson Cup.
CJ Cup Byron Nelson.
Yeah, cup.
We got the cup.
Yeah, you got to get the cup. I mean, we got the other body part in here. We might as well get the cup there.
So let's go over that leaderboard once you got that off your
That's been beaten at me, so you just want to call it Byron Nelson. Let's give CJ Cup a little bit of sponsor love there. So first up, Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace came in there with an 8-under. Shot a five under on the front, came home three under, broke a four-way tie for first. So second place, as you might have heard on hour one there, Chesson Hadley, Mr. Snap, put up a seven under. Also, the guy I tipped last week with our sweetest meatball double, Alexander Norin, minus seven. Also, Taylor Pendrith. We're hitting all the countries. We got England, we got USA, we got Sweden, and Taylor Pendrith coming from the great country of Canada there. So those are the top four names on the leaderboard. The one I keep scrolling, also a name to note, is Nick Dunlap, former amateur, won back in the Amex Express. He's five under through 11. Afternoon has the low round of the day so far on the back.
You know, that's good to see because we know what happened. You know, he won the U.S. Amateur last year at Cherry Hills, and then he played in the Amex and won it. And then, you know, I think the reality of how tough the PGA is, Bill Buettner, was at the Masters to him. I mean, it was just brutal for him. But he didn't look too upset. He seemed resilient. And it's good to see that he's coming back.
Well, when you play that kind of golf course, it's such a hard understanding of how to play golf. It's not what the normal golf course is. So it's a learning curve.
And he's got Nick Saban right now to pump him up after every run. Now that Nick's in the booth now, stepped down in Alabama, and he helps Nick with his game, and he probably helps him from a psychological perspective. Seriously.
I'm glad you guys are, like, boosting the morale of Nick Dunlap, but he hurts my feelings. I had Sam Burns, if you remember that, back nine. They interviewed Saban. They interviewed his girlfriend. They interviewed everybody. Sam Burns hits there. And the thing is, Mike,
gambling.
Hold on, Mike. The thing about Nick Dunlap is it's not just he finished almost near the bottom at the Masters. Every other tournament he plays in, he's near the bottom as well. And that's the thing with golf, just like you guys are talking. Week to week is a brand new mindset, brand new thing. But the thing that hurts me is, like, man, if he was finishing top five, top ten, I wouldn't have a problem with Nick Dunlap beating Sam Burns and Justin Thomas on that back nine on a Sunday. I wouldn't have a problem. But when you're finishing last, it hurts my feelings, no doubt. And there's some unkind names that I give to Mr. Nick Dunlap, but I'll give the Georgia boy, Roll Tide, the SEC, as the Georgia boys will be proudly to support Mr. Bama. If he wants to go out and win this week, I'll be happy to relieve him of all the angst that I have in him for Sam Burns.
Certain horses for certain courses, and obviously 23 under at the Amex or 25 under, whatever he shot, versus what they do at Innisbrook, what they do at the Masters. Yeah, it's a different kind of game.
John Rager, you know, I didn't realize we got the Colonial again next week. That's a lot of tournaments between the champions, the LPGA, and the PGA, all in a 4-week period there in the state of Texas.
Well, it's like, you know, when all the tournaments come to Florida, they call it the Florida Swing, right? You got the Cogizant, which was the tournament down in Palm Beach, used to be the Honda Classic. Uh-huh. The Arnold Palmer Invitational, then you also have the Valspar in Tampa, and then you run up there to TPC in Jacksonville, so you get you got four PGA Tour events. Now, the Champions Tour used to be a little bit more well-represented in Florida. I think there's only one tournament now in Naples, and that's even before the Florida Swing, and then they returned back in the fall to Jacksonville. Jim Furyk has his name on a Champions Tour event up here, so... But it's the Texas Swing now, I guess, you know, but it makes sense because now it's not something that's a product of modern technology. It used to be that the PGA Tour would set up tournaments so you could drive to them, you know, because a lot of times, you didn't have private jets and people didn't travel on airplanes, so they had to drive to the tournament, so did the caddies. But this is very convenient for the players. They get to remain locally, basically, when you start talking about all you have to do is get around the state of Texas, and similar for the state of Florida, and then they'll go ahead and scatter about the planet again. But yes, Texas definitely has a notch in the schedule now in the month of April and May. It's like right after the Florida Swing is the Texas Swing.
Hey, you know, you said jets and airplanes. Bill Buettner was one of those pioneers. How many miles do you think you logged on how many cars in 15 years? Or did you have the same junker?
I had a nice van, a nice nice souped-up van, so you could sleep in it. You could do a lot of things.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were big time in the 90s.
Big time, and we flew to the West Coast, and once we stayed in the West Coast, we stayed there for 2 months. and then we'd come back and then drive Florida and then go out to Hilton Head, go to New Orleans, go to Texas, everything east of the Mississippi.
And that had to have been laborious, man. Especially
laborious. That's what the only place I would
pain
have
pain in the ass. Had to have been a pain in the ass.
That's where you got your mind back together.
That had to have been a pain.
Well, you know, Mike, you don't realize that, but that was pretty common. I mean, I had a VW van. I had a good friend of mine who's deceased named Steve Schaap, and you know, I got the idea from him. And you know, you would go to a golf tournament somewhere, and you know, of course, we weren't big time like Bill, but we'd go to a golf tournament, play some mini tour event in the Dakota store or something, and sometimes instead of staying in somebody's house, you'd just sleep in the parking lot in your van. We'd cook out, drink beer with the caddies, and you use the showers inside the clubhouse, and you know, saved you a bunch of money in hotel fees. So I nowadays what these players do, like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. I know Jordan's got one of these. They've got their like $750,000 RVs out there, buses that they bought from tour buses they bought from Guns N' Roses or something, and they tour that way. But back in the day, you actually would you'd have a van and you could absolutely sleep in it and save you a ton of money, and it sometimes saved you money too, because it's not that comfortable staying in somebody's home when you're at an event. I mean, sometimes. Yeah, because first thing they want to do is introduce you to their daughter. You know, hey, look, you know, here's my daughter. Yeah, blah blah blah. You know, or you know, you never know. They could be teetotalers, and if you want to slip a beer and drink it, you feel like you have to hide the basement to do it. So, you know, so Bill and I are well versed in the fact that you have what? In those days Bill, you had a van. It was freedom.
What was Bill Butner's bus called? His van. Bill, wow. Bill Butner's babe bus?
No.
That chick magnet van?
No. This is
the man plan van?
This is strictly golf.
Strictly golf.
Yeah. I mean.
It's called No Squares. No Squares.
Just remember the name of Bo Ball. I mean, Bo Ball was a legend.
Oh, yeah.
For his VW souped up van that went everywhere and sat in every parking lot of every golf course.
The only thing I will say is, like, I think the difference here is you're also getting your trainer and your coach with you every week, right, Bill? Like, before you were on your road, you had to figure it out, like, just like you tell these youngsters these days, right? Go out and figure it out. Go out and find that golf swing that's out there. Yes, Bill is busy on the radio right now. Go out and fill your, and I'll be back in an hour, right, Bill?
The answer's in the dirt. That's always a question.
The answer.
Well, you know, with Bo Ba, I mean, he used to come and play some tournaments at Bloomingdale back in in Valrico there in the Bloomingdale Golfers Club. And, you know, so we'd always stay in the parking lot. But I kept telling him, I said, dude, I know the showers are clean. Yeah, we keep the place cleaner in here. But you got to wear your flip-flops there. Just don't walk in your bare feet in the clubhouse and hop in the shower. Come on, man. Yeah, put some flip-flops on or something.
And don't let your towel fall off when you're walking through the main lobby. You know what? Tom Gribben, of course, wrote The Last Florida Boy. And Netflix is taking a look at it. I think you need to sit down with Tom and maybe start penning a series going back in the day, a retro look at life on the tour. That would be pretty cool, actually.
That would be phenomenal, because they don't understand.
People don't have a clue what
they
you guys
no
went through.
Clue. What happens on TV?
Like Bull Durham in the movie as far as baseball back then.
Absolutely.
Here you guys are showing up in these different vans and living in them and, you know. You had to go to laundromats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're telling me 10 Cup was exact West Texas.
It was not far off, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, we'd have to tell some of these guys, too, you know, hey, listen, don't let the members see you pissing in the bushes in the parking lot next to your van, all right? Just come on inside. We'll keep the clubhouse open all night for you.
Those were the days.
The good old days.
Good old days.
I imagine, though, that back in your day, fresh out of a, you know, fresh Tar Heel, had a full head of hair, good looking 6'5" strapping young man. I bet you pulled a few fillies in your day,
Mike. Oh, Mike, what happened last week? Do we have an amnesia? What happened last week there, Mike?
What happened last week?
Yeah, all the talent he was pulling in last week. What are you talking about?
He didn't pull him in. He was dreaming about the old days. Wow. Back then, he probably pulled him in, literally.
Let's go to Selection Monday. Last Monday was Selection Monday for all the colleges.
Exactly, and we talked about it. Yeah,
we were so lucky to be blessed with Sandra Erickson, has advanced individually to go to Cleveland, Tennessee. to play as an individual in the South Southeast region. So congratulations to Sandra.
And that's Division Two, right?
That's Division Two.
You had someone last year in the National.
Amelie.
Yeah, we had her on. You said she was going to transfer. Did she transfer?
She transferred to Florida Gulf Coast.
Okay.
And she had an all right year. She averaged 74 and a third, but she just texted me today about trying to get a putting lesson.
Well, you're the king of that. Bravo to the program, though, and bravo to you, because all the years, 20 plus years that you put into that program without scholarship money, by the way, folks, to get someone to advance to the Nationals is a tremendous, tremendous success.
Just to get to regionals was our national championship.
An eye for talent, they might say there, Mike.
Wow. That's a good
point. Have you ever seen him at Wine and Nine? Oh, you mean golf.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, John Rager, we knew that he had a lot of talent in the world of teaching, but I didn't realize that he also had an eye for talent in the other world. He's exposing himself every time he comes down there. All right, why don't we?
Oh, stop that! What did you just say there, Mike? Oh my God!
I can't remember. I plead the fifth. I said he's got a great eye for talent.
Can you rephrase that a little bit?
John, my early ears definitely heard what you said, John.
Great eye for talent. Anyway. Why don't we take an early break?
The word exposure may not be the correct term for this. It might be more of like, you know, radiant magnetic personality or something.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Let's go to an early break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do Fortunes from the Fairway. Then we'll do the John Rager Report, and we'll see how much more trouble I can get in before the broadcast ends in 33 minutes. We'll be back on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and, of course, all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all gamers, we know you like going to the parks. We know you love roller coasters. We also know that you're a gamer and gamers need to game. At Orlando Esports, we got you, fam. Because OrlandoEsports.gg just opened a state-of-the-art facility on International Drive. We've got hundreds of games installed and ready to play. Hey, you can even log into your own gaming accounts if you want. We got hourly passes, daily passes. Heck, we even got weekly passes. So come on down to 6464 International Drive to Orlando Esports. It's time to get your game on.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back on the tee, Florida, live on this May 2nd down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a nice evening on Thursday night. Always something going on down here at Ferg's. We got a little trivia tonight. We got open mic and always a party. John Rager up there at St. Augustine Beach and Bill Butner to my left. Two pros in the hack. And then our newest addition to On the Tee Florida, of course, is our handicapper. And he is Christian Champ Sharp with a Champa Bay in his hand. And time to recognize last week's picks, how you fared, and your predictions for this week, my man.
Yeah, so, I mean, as I predicted on the show there, I said Rory McIlroy would finish at the top. Okay, one shot behind Thomas Dietrich and Robert McIntyre, but Rory McIlroy and Sugar Shane Lowry, as Sugar Shane was happy to admit, he definitely hammed it up there with Rory there and was happy to get that exemption there. If you haven't seen it already, Rory McIlroy singing Small Town Girl in a bar. Probably
Johnny Mellencamp.
That's right, probably drinking some Shipyards there for under the belt there, and Sugar Shane trying to put the belt on. For those counting or curious about my picks there, that's the 10th win from my top 10. So I put a top 10 model each week. That's the 10th winner out of 12 weeks. That's pretty good, right, Bill Bigner?
That's pretty outstanding there.
That makes 12 for the year out of 24.
Wait a second. That's Back to the Future stuff. Do you have Biff's sports book in hand? Oh, my God, 10 out of the last 12 weeks. You probably forgot about the last two that won. Holy smokes, that's unbelievable.
Biff, that's a great...
last two, if you want those, were Peter Malnati, 400 to 1. Sorry, the model didn't spit out a 400 to 1 there, John. And then the other one was in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico had the third place there instead of the winner out there. Excuse my intelligence for that opposite field, not knowing that one. But yeah, 10 out of 12, 12 out of 24. That'll put it 50% winning percentile there for the year is pretty darn good, I would say. Don't get used to it, but I try to put out 10. I'm not going to bet all 10. If you want to bet all 10, go for it, but you won't win any money betting all 10. Rory last week, around 7 to 9 to 1. Great if you hit it. I wouldn't have bet it with Sugar Shane Lowry playing the way he did, and if you want to go back and visit it. Some key numbers from this week. We're looking at 175+. We're looking at TPC. We're going to McKinney, Texas, and we're going to TPC Craig Ranch. I like to call it the Bunny Ranch, but it's Craig Ranch. Last three winners here.
Bunny Ranch. We've already gotten off the rails already. Let's not start any more stuff.
Last three winners here.
You boys got a couple ice picks in you. We do not need to get off the rails.
Last three winners here, minus 23, minus 25, minus 26. So more of a hit and giggle, easy type course there. Hit it out there. Names that I'm looking for are Mr. Steven Jagerbaum, last person to beat Scotty Scheffler. Alexander Noren, who I picked 2 weeks ago, also number T2 on the leaderboard, as I told in the leaderboard update there. Mr. Jordan Spieth, dealing a wrist injury. Mr. Killa Keith, Keith Mitchell there. Siwoo Kim, Aaron Rye, Dougie Gim, another Texas native. Justin Lower, Nate Lashley, and Benny On are my top 10.
Benny On.
Yeah, okay. Nice bomber there. Looking for that first win, as we just heard on the first show there, about 60% of first-time winners, if we take the guesses knowledge there on at the Byron Nelson. And I will warn you, only the last 3 years is at TPC Craig Ranch. So the stat model is a little iffy. Give me a more sample data. Give me more Talon walking up and down the sidewalk, and I can say if it was in Bill Butner's range or not. But what I'm looking at here, I only got four names. A couple decent starts. We're going Benny On. Number one on my list there. We're talking 22.5 to 1 on Hard Rock Sports Bet. We're talking about Jagerbaum, prior winner, 25 to 1. We're talking Davis Thompson, didn't have a great day, but that's why we picked four instead of one. And then we're going Jackie Chan Kim. Chan Kim, Mr. Corn Ferry Tour multi-winner out there. So we are looking at multiple tours. We're seeing winner potential there. A name that I'm sweating right now, Nasty Nate Lashley. Put up a nice 5-under through 14. He had a chance to tie. He was 100 to 1. You guys could be good okay with 100 to 1 missing, right? 100 to 1?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Thank you. So that was right there. And then the one I'm sweating right now is Mr. Jagerbaum, Steven Jaeger. 4-under through 11. He's got to get to 8 to split that from a 50 to 1 down to 25. But something to sweat in the afternoon on a Thursday. We'll come back on Sunday and see how they did, but I'm feeling pretty good about the model. I think it's right in that groove. Next week, just a warning, it's a brand new course down there at the Dunes in South Carolina, but we're gearing up for the PGA Championship.
Well, yeah, you can also hear Christian Champ Sharp on Mondays down at Big Monday with Derek Duell and, of course, Alex Reba and myself. We have a lot of fun down there, and he throws in all your picks for every sport, from NHL, NFL, to the NBA, and That's been a great segment as well.
Yeah, and for those listeners, I did this last week, and I felt pretty good for Patrick Reed. Only three back going into Sunday or Saturday for those CW listeners out there. For
the CW.
Shout out to the CW.
Did you actually watch that?
No, I don't watch it. I just bet it and check the leaderboard. That's what we do here for Live here. And it's on tape delay, Mike, on YouTube. So hopefully we can get this on YouTube being live, and then we got another one up for Live. So right now, this week, they're playing in Singapore, and I got two names for you. We're going back to Patrick Reed, who finished third there last year, Bill. You'll like that course history playing in Singapore again. I got him at 25-1. And then another name that we really haven't seen hit the summit yet in Live. It's a name called Mito Pereira. Most notably, Mito Pereira is for hitting that slice at the PGA Championship. Against Justin Thomas, played in the playoff and didn't make the playoff. The play was actually Will Zalatoris and Justin Thomas. Nice Netflix special on Full Swing. You can see his girlfriend being like, oh, that's not good. That's not good going in the water there. So if you haven't seen that yet, his girlfriend there, I don't know if they're still married or still girlfriend, but if he's getting Live money, I would probably say yes.
Yes.
So Patrick Reed, 25-1, and Mito Pereira, just for my listeners there, two I threw in today. That Mito Pereira, 40-1. So we'll check in on those two.
You know, fellas, John and Bill, before we brought our handicapper in, we were breaking down the way the season started. And at one point, the first nine tournaments, there was only one household name that the periphery fan recognized, and that was Hideki Matsuyama. And then we were concerned about, the state of golf and the eyeballs watching it. Well, then Scottie Scheffler goes on his run. And, of course, then people are still watching. But the numbers have still not gone up. Even with Scottie Scheffler's involvement, John Rager, and it's a scary situation for the PGA that they need to address as they look at all the issues ahead of them. But I certainly think that that's an indication they need star power and they need it fast.
I'm not so sure about that. I'll tell you why. Because one of the things is, and when we had Ward Clayton on, who authored the book, The Black Caddies of Augusta, and I asked him on our broadcast a few weeks ago about, even the Masters broadcast was down. But I asked him a question about it, and he thought it was a very interesting question that I think he's going to look into and get back. But, my concept is that there are so many people now that stream what they watch on television, okay? So, for example, I YouTube TV. I watch my TV on my phone or my tablet. And even on my television in the house, it's streaming, okay? So 30 to 40% of the consumers out there right now who watch any sports or any programming are streaming it, and they're not really taking those numbers into account or how many people are really watching. So the Nielsen ratings a little outdated, and with the technology and the digital tracking, and plus the CIA is tracking it better than the Nielsen ratings, what you're watching and when you're watching it. So I got to say that I'm not so concerned about that. I think that they need to really start having a different metric and understand that how many people are actually watching, because it is about the phones, the tablets, and even the TV in your home. It's all digital and it's all streaming now. And, less and less people are getting their broadcasts over cable or over, over the airwaves. So more remains to be seen.
I agree with that because, even in the world of media, you and I, we battle with that when we're trying to give our radio audience, but we also know that we've got a streaming audience. But you would think at that level, and I think you guys all agree with me, that they need to get their arms around that so that they can present it to the public, and all these writers that are down on the PGA cannot defend the fact that, the TV ratings are down. Who gives a damn? If eyeballs are up, that's the bottom line, is eyeballs watching sports.
And, I think from my perspective here, being under 40, not to shout out there, but what I think for me is that we just want to see golf shots. We just want to see golf shots, Mike. We don't want to see it from 4 to 6. We don't want to see it from 3 to 6. We want to see golf shots. And I think for your crowd there of coming in and watching it, falling asleep on the couch or and catching the news
afterwards.
Whoa.
Hey, you're out manned here. 3-1,
wow,
pal.
Wow. Well, he does what he said, but I'm don't admit
he's
to it.
He's assuming that we fall asleep because we're old.
Well, I do. I'm admitting that.
Well, don't admit that to him.
Oh, you don't? Okay, all right.
My God.
All right.
I might take a nap or two. I'm not telling this young buck that.
Okay.
But I think the biggest thing, going back to John's point, is a lot of stuff was on the app. yes, I have YouTube TV, and I can stream like I do from the final round, usually from Umami Sushi Restaurant, and it's my Siwoo Kim spot because he got us the Sony Open winner last week or last year. I always go there if I need good vibes, but I'm always watching on my phone for sure.
Well, so
but if I have it on my app, if I have the PGA Tour app or I have something where I can actually see the players, because what the thing that I think as well here, it's not just the viewers. I know a lot more people that are trying to play golf. Golf used to be this country club, very stiff. You either played baseball or basketball or something else. Golf is becoming more fun. I don't know if that's because of LIV or because of the...
Well, and look at the women that are participating, Bill Buttner, and you see that at the country club. And I know you know this, John. At the country club level or all these courses, I talked to Kenny Betts yesterday, and he said that women golfers, he said he's seen a significant increase, and I know you agree with
that. Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's a huge rise.
So those numbers, they can stick them where the sun doesn't shine, but the LPGA is definitely getting more views. LIV is not putting a dent into the PGA broadcast, I wouldn't think. Maybe a periphery channel surf here and there, but that is a tough broadcast to watch, John.
Well, you know, I actually enjoy watching it. They actually cover more golf than the PGA Tour broadcast. But, LIV Golf's an international tour, all right? You know, they have five events played in the United States here of the 12 or the 14 that they play. They truly are an international tour. And the PGA Tour has figured out a way throughout the years to try to usurp international competition and get all the international players to come play on the PGA Tour. Now, the LPGA has accomplished that very well. It is the only international tour out there. It's remarkable. They play all over the world, and they have a lot of international players. But the PGA Tour did it more to garner TV ratings and try to monopolize the world of golf. And it's to the detriment, I think, of the European Tour. I think you're going to see the LIV Golf, the European Tour, and all the other international tours all kind of get together. And does that create a lot of interest in the United States? No, not at all. I mean, the United States has got... You know, you look at the NFL is about the United States, but yet, you know, they're going to be playing preseason games. The Packers and are going to be playing in Brazil for a preseason game. I mean, my goodness, are you kidding me? And I know the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, we play, our team up here, we play three games in London every year. So it's interesting to see, but I think that the less that we focus on the competition between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, and the more we focus on getting people out to play golf and have a good time and support the industry is that's where it's at.
All right, now let me take care of a little business here. On the Job Carts LLC, one of our new supporters, providing top tier client service, a difference in the pricing. They don't have brick and mortar. Here's an example of a couple of the wholesale prices they got out there right now. 2019, they've got a Yamaha drive electric, $3,295. They got a 2020 Silver Easy Go, $3,200. And if you mention On the Tee Florida or the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection to Tim Jordan, the owner, you mention it. Just go to their Facebook and mention that you heard it from us, and he'll give you 10% off. So there's $300 towards the accessories for you. So that's our good friends, On the Job Carts LLC. They will actually be out there on the 23rd. For the Sea Dogs Invitational up there at Seminole, and they'll be on the par threes with a couple of golf carts, an opportunity to get a hole in one. Is it time for the John Rager Report?
Absolutely. The John Rager Report is On the Tee Florida. Not only will you find a weekly report about golf, travel, and lifestyle, you can now listen to the archives on RadioSt.Pete.com, FloridaSportsStreams.com. Follow the John Rager Report on social media on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and Threads. Visit JohnRagerGolf.com and OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com for the latest news and updates from the world of golf. So the report today is going to be a collaboration. So we've got our other pro, Bill Buttner, on here. And so, Bill, I'm going to run a few things by you, and I want you to get your comments. So ready? It's going to be rapid fire. Here we go. Ready? Peter Oosterhuis, golfer and broadcaster known for his Masters commentary, has passed away at age 75. He was a one-time PGA Tour winner, winning the Canadian Open, six-time Ryder Cup participant, and a three-time European Tour winner. So, Bill, in your travels out there, I know he's a little bit older, but did you ever run into Peter Oosterhuis?
I did not. He was, yeah, like you said, a little bit older, and he was not over here as much as the other internationals. So, no, I have not seen him that much.
Okay, we're going to move on to Mike Fluff-Cowan and Jim Furyk have parted ways, according to Golf Week. They've worked together for the past 25 years, starting at the 1999 Masters, a run that included a win at the 2003 U.S. Open and a 2010 campaign that saw Furyk capturing the FedEx Cup and the PGA Tour Player of the Year, and in 2021, the U.S. Senior Open. That's a friendly part. He's going to caddy for CT Pan. So I guess this is a natural progression. You know, you have tour players out there. They just have to move on to the younger player.
Hey, on a side note on Fluff, fellas, our interesting, enjoyable, entertaining Hall of Fame caddy from Clearwater that comes down here, Lynn the Growler Strickler. I asked him about Fluff and how long he's going to keep caddying. You know, he said, well, he married one of those young wives. He said he'll be caddying until they throw dirt on him. He's got a daughter that just graduated from college.
Seriously?
Hell yeah. Just recently, there was a piece on the Golf Channel, and she just graduated from college. So the Fluff has no option. He's going to be on the bag because he's still cranking cash for the family, John.
So, Bill, that's a natural progression, I guess. You see it all the time. Have you seen it with Bones out there? Phil Mickelson's caddy. You certainly saw it with Stevie Williams and this, that, and the other. So, you know, what do you think about that? I guess you have these great runs, but what do you think about that, you know, switching caddies at that, you know, or is it time for him to retire?
No, Fluff is awesome. Fluff was a legend, obviously, when I was playing. He was there, and he was very, obviously, accommodating to a lot of the caddies. He cut me off. I don't know what I was saying, but
he cut me off.
But Fluff was awesome. But he has, you know, just that's in his blood. So I mean, he's not gonna give it up. It's something he's gonna do until they throw dirt on.
It's hard to watch because he looks like he's in pain, but he always has, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's never obviously.
Well, it's
slowed.
That mustache. It's the walrus look, but he just looks like he's miserable as hell out there.
All right, Bill, we're going to shift gears to Tiger Woods. The day after his Sunday red brand was made available to the public, which he's promoted on various talk shows, the United States Golf Association announced on Thursday that Woods was receiving a special exemption to play the 2024 U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 in North Carolina. While the PGA champion and the Masters champion offer lifetime exemptions, the past champions, the U.S. Open does not. Woods is currently ranked 789 in the official world golf ranking and his five-year exemption after his 2019 Masters victories run out. So should he have that exemption or should he not?
No, he definitely should. I mean, he pushes the needle. It's a flat golf course. He's the face of the franchise.
He's Tiger
right
Woods.
Now. Yeah, I mean, he's still there and he's captured the imagination of everybody and thinking that he can still play. But they did that with Arnie. They did that with Jack. I mean, it's just an honorary thing that you do when you really know they don't have a chance, but you give them an exemption just for the.
We still watch, right, fellas? We still watch.
Yeah, but you know, it's just not watch to see him play golf, just to see how he's dealing, making double bogeys and bogeys.
Well, but you see that the glimpses of greatness from time to time, and that's what people want to see now.
Right.
If they've never seen him, it's an opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, it's a glimmer of what it used to be.
Well, yeah, a shadow, as they say.
How do we feel about, and on that note, how as far as giving out stuff, how do we feel about Taylor Gooch on LIV saying, I'm not even going to qualify. I'm not even interested in qualifying for the U.S. Open.
Oh, that's a standard. It's too hard a situation. I ran to a lot of guys that, just didn't need to play in the U.S. Open. It was just that 36-hole day is an all-day affair, and it's hard. So they just said, nope, I'll take that week off. No big deal.
You got another one for him, John?
Well, the final one is this from the John Rager Report. Nearly midway through its 14-event 2024 season, LIV Golf has finally announced the host course for its regular season finale. Bolingbrook Golf Club in Bolingbrook, Illinois, 30 minutes outside Chicago, will host the 2024 Individual Championship September 13th to 15th. ending the league's two-year relationship with Rich Harvest Farms in Sugar Grove, Illinois. Well, interesting thing is they are totally getting blown up, Bill, on Twitter. Not when I say Twitter, I should say X. Okay,
X, come on,
they're totally
man.
Getting. I know. Come on, man. Like Joe Biden. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, but they're getting totally blown up on X, and the reason why they're getting blown up is, you know, not to be snobbish or anything, is you know what these people are saying, but it's a $50 Green Sea golf course. Nothing wrong with that. It's great to see, you know, their championship, their end of the year individual championship. Probably they needed to be in Chicago, but they're playing a golf course that's like a Muni. I mean, it's daily fee $50 to go play. So, Bill, would you rather have him play at the Toddy Tot Chicago Golf Club, or would you rather have him play at Bolingbrook? What do you think they're doing?
No, I think you're right. They have to go to Chicago, but I don't know why they wouldn't get a Cog Hill or a upscale golf course in that area. Medina, obviously, is too much. Butler National is too much. Onwencia would be a good one. But obviously, they had to go with what they got into.
Careful on the Muni talk. If we think about 2 weeks ago, we went to Memorial in Texas at Memorial Park Golf Course, which is a true is another Muni that people stay up late and go to. So the thing that
Torrey Pines. I mean,
the thing that I bash for the Live is going to a 6,400 yard golf course and trying to compete on that. Now that was a head scratcher for me. But
yeah, that's a head scratcher. No question about that.
Well, Mike, there you have it, the John Rager Report. Again, go to onthetfloridagolf.com, onthetfloridagolf.com. Go to our website. In a couple of weeks, we got a big announcement to make here. So we're looking forward to that. Tease everybody a little bit. But it is a really big announcement coming up soon. So onthetfloridagolf.com, stay tuned.
Well, let's give it a little teaser for the weekend. For your picks one more time, you guys getting ready to start getting in their recliners for the weekend, watching NBA, NHL, do a little channel surfing and check out golf as well.
I mean, my big bet this week is going to be on Steven Yeager. Is going to come back, and I think he's going to play well. I think this is more of a bomber's course, but we'll see. Steven Yeager, also defending champ Jason Day, 5-under, only 3-back as well. So,
hey, we need to. To say goodbye to our own Bill Butner.
Not goodbye, just we'll be in touch. Yeah, I'm going to heaven. I understand that.
Yeah,
I am going to heaven.
Tell our audience where you'll be so they don't think that you did a wine and nine and one of these women captured you and you went to Vegas and got married or something.
No, I wouldn't do that. I have been requested to be going back to the Pinehurst area to have... to be not just one of the instructors for the 90 ladies each week that I have.
Ladies,
to,
see?
It's a 90-lady golfari that they have.
There's a pattern here, John.
And there's three different weeks I have to go to, so I will try and fight my way through this.
It's also where they're going to host the U.S. Open. Just a simple, humble brag from Mr. Bill there.
Just a little golf course up there. It's a public facility somewhere up there.
Oh, my God. It's women.
Well, Bill, we want you to, when you get up there, you have a phone. You're going to have to call in and bring your wine and dine lady of the week on the air with us and have a little banter, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes. We can't go a whole summer without you.
Okay. Well, I promise that. Well, I'll be back in June, though. I'll be back first week in June.
You know what he'll do like he did the last time he went up there? He'll claim that his phone didn't have service because he'll be in the middle of dealing with one of his entourage.
It's a request.
Yeah.
A request made from the hierarchy that I couldn't turn down.
Well, in all seriousness, and congratulations. I mean that you have to feel very honored, you know, to get invited to do something like that.
Absolutely, it's a basic women staffed instructors. But I've been invited as a special exemption.
Watchdog.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. That's
yeah, perfect. They need a presence like you. Speaking of that, you were going to bring down this young lady today, and she looks like Paige. What's her last name, Paige?
Sporanic. And Karin just texted me, said she could not make it, but Pinky promised me that she'd be back on the studio here When I return.
When you return. You bring that star power. We'll get Patty the Cart Girl. We will video that. And people that have walked by and seen our mugs will realize that from time to time we do have some attractive guests and participants.
But hopefully when I come back, we won't be here in the sunshine and the 92 degree.
Quit your whining.
60% humidity.
Why don't you wear that big floppy hat of yours down here when you do the show?
Good point. I should be wearing that. People recognize me more from that than anything.
Exactly. Hey, we got 4 minutes, John. 1 minute, real quick, the Wild Bill weather report.
It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion, what golfers wear when they are fishing. So we're doing a weather report from St. Petersburg. You all know what that weather is right now. It says it's 7 p.m. It's 82 degrees. But you might want to seek shelter because it's calling for some rain there at 8 p.m. So right now it's a beautiful 82 degrees, 24% humidity. You got some rain coming your way. So take some shelter, and there you have it, Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank. Go to yankandcrank.com/myshopify.com and buy a hat.
All right, my friend, plans in the Rager household this weekend?
Well, you know what I always like to do? You know, I guess it's just because it's this time of year. Sunday afternoons, Sundays, I like to watch the final rounds of all the golf tournaments. You start out with the European Tour early in the morning, and then you get into the pregame before you get the PGA Tour event. Then you have this followed up by the Champions Tour, and if there's an LPGA event, it's on there. I just happen to like to watch Sunday golf because it means something. There's a finality, so I love to do that. So we'll probably sneak in a little cookout and that, and take it pretty easy this weekend up here in St. Augustine Beach and go down there and see if anything's washed up on shore.
You know what? If I ever get married again, which I will never, I want to marry a Miss Karen, a woman that allows you to
I'm impressed.
Yeah, to sit in front of a TV all Sunday with no honeydews, unless you got them all done during the week while she was at work. Now, but otherwise, bravo, brother.
You have to pace yourself. Yes, during the week.
Yeah, pace yourself. All right, and I know you'll probably have a stop or two down here. Or do you got the girls?
No, I'll be in town. I mean, I think.
Well, you and I, of course, different demographics. You made that very clear.
Of course. And the key here for those that I mean, I think the biggest thing is here is you watch it on your phone while you're doing the yard work to make it feel like that.
Exactly.
You're still watching on your phone.
Well, I'll meet you down here on Sunday. We'll watch a little golf, a little NBA, a little NHL. We're at Ferg's, the 19th hole clubhouse studio, as we get ready to wind things down. Buddy, I'm gonna miss you.
No, come on.
I am going to miss you.
Seriously, that means a lot to me.
You're my Andy Griffith of the golf show.
Now
I found out that you're Don Juan of the golf world, the women's golf world, and now you're my hero.
Wow. Okay, I'll take some pictures.
Just like they're taking a little bit of fairway out of Augusta, if you could take a little fairway out of Pinehurst so we can start a little grass garden here.
Bring it so hunk, and we'll nurture it, and it'll be part of our set.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Let's do a shout-out to our buddy Tom Gribben that's up there just a few miles from here nursing his knee, and his hip, and he'll be back. I can't keep up with the geriatrics crew that we got, who's got what these days. All right, from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Christian Champ Sharp, Bill Butner, Michael Furr, Joe Berdow, Juan on the controls, thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you, God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.